Do you do much two-phase treatment in your practice? By that I mean using headgears or functional appliances and bite plates during pre-adolescence and later following up with a second phase of comprehensive treatment when the permanent dentition is more fully developed. Also, if you do perform phase one treatment, do you continue to use the headgear or functional appliance as a retention appliance between the two stages of comprehensive treatment? If you do advocate the use of phase one treatment, I would assume it is because you believe it will allow you to achieve better results at the completion of phase two. Conversely, if you do not advocate the use of phase one treatment, I would assume it is because you feel it makes no difference in the end result of treatment. Does utilizing a first phase of treatment improve the overall results of treatment when compared to one phase treatment? A study titled Comparison of Peer Assessment Ratings, PAR, from one-phase and two-phase treatment protocols for class 2 malocclusions by Gregory King et al., which appeared in the May 2003 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed these questions. In this study, the authors evaluated 208 class 2 patients who were randomly assigned to one-phase or two-phase treatment with either a bionator or headgear bite plate combination. They used the PAR index to evaluate the severity of the malocclusion at the initiation of treatment, at the end of phase one treatment, and at the completion of phase two treatment. What did they find? Simply put, the use of phase one treatment with either the bionator or the headgear made no difference in the quality of the final treatment result when compared with one phase treatment. Also, whether or not phase one appliances, such as a headgear or bionator, were used as a retention protocol between the two stages of treatment made no difference. Additionally, the data from this study suggests that most of the change or reduction in PAR scores came from the finished results achieved, regardless of the protocol or initial severity of the malocclusion. The bottom line of this study is that based on the quality of the final results achieved as evaluated by PAR scores, it is difficult to justify the use of two-phase treatment. This is just one of a number of recent studies which support the same conclusion. I should note that this was a longitudinal randomized clinical trial that included a large sample of patients and was supported by a grant from the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research. If you would like to read this study in detail, you can find it in the May 2003 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.